You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
If you've been searching for the right foods to take your fitness goals to the next level, but need some foodspiration, as my next guest calls it, well, look no further. Paleo expert and author Stephanie Gaudreau joins me today to talk about her latest book, The Performance Paleo Cookbook, and how it can transform your fitness routine into a fitness miracle and help you recover from a tough workout as well. Welcome, Stephanie, to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
Awesome. You know, I'm all about workouts and integrating your workouts properly with the right types of foods so you can maximize your energy level, build your muscle mass so that once you have muscle, then that's going to help you for the rest of your life, preventing diseases like diabetes and osteoporosis and heart disease. So I like what's called burst to boost training, meaning interval training. And by doing that, you get shorter amounts of time, but you also get maximum amounts of improvement. With a paleo workout, in your performance paleo, do you talk about fitness and what type of workouts to do?
Yeah, so I definitely talk about kind of how to eat for an active lifestyle in general. And one of the things that's pretty common amongst whatever kind of training that you do, if you're a really active person, is including the right type of carbohydrate. So that's definitely in the cookbook, and it's something I talk about a lot on my website. And then also including enough protein, as you mentioned, to support your muscle mass, because we want to not only improve that, but maintain that for the prevention of disease and the promotion of health kind of and longevity. So in the cookbook, I really show people how to combine foods in a way that's going to help support their performance, and definitely a high intensity or interval type of training is absolutely going to be supported by the foods in the book.
You know, what I like about what you also wrote in the book is that you actually give out a schedule of if your training is early morning, before you have your first meal, if your training is after your breakfast, if your training is in the afternoon. That is really key. I really love the fact that you incorporate timing, because what you eat and timing is important. And you mentioned about refueling. So can you give us a little bit about your pre-workout meal, and then what's a workout, post-workout refuel?
Yeah, so pre-workout is a little bit on the individual side, and a lot of it has to do with the time you ate your last meal and the time that you're actually going to be training. So, for example, I eat breakfast at about 8 o'clock in the morning, and I train at about 12. So if I've eaten a real, you know, a real good breakfast, and I'm kind of digesting that on the way up to going to the gym, I don't usually eat a pre-workout. But my breakfast is usually centered on protein and fat, not as much carbohydrate. So when I get to the gym, I'm ready to go. And I know it's pretty common, at least from a traditional kind of fitness point of view, to really eat a lot of carbohydrate right before you work out. But what happens is your body has to deal with now an influx of blood sugar. And you're actually trying to store these carbohydrates right when you're actually trying to access them. So there's a bit of a miscommunication there. And if you're refueled from the day before, you really shouldn't need to add a lot of extra carbohydrate to your system. After you work out is really when you want to focus on protein and carbohydrate. So you want to give yourself the amino acids to help build muscle mass, right, and repair and recover muscle, because you just worked that really hard. But you also need to include those carbohydrates for refueling your muscle glycogen, which is your stored sugar. And that's what your body uses when you're doing things like your interval training, or you're going to go out and run a fairly long distance and stuff like that. So having those two types of macronutrients on board is really, really critical in the post-workout, especially for folks that are working out every single day or just about every day, because we want to be really topped up. We want to top up that gas tank before the next day's workout.
Right. When you say the post-workout refuel with protein and carbs, that totally makes sense. But I want to ask you, you know, there are athletes out there that they will have like 60, 70 grams of protein after their workouts. What is your recommendation on the amount of protein?
I'm a big fan of a 2-to-1 ratio of carbohydrate to protein. 60 to 70 sounds like quite a bit, to be honest.
Right.
Most people tend to do well in the 25 to 35 gram of protein range. And then, of course, double that for the carbohydrate. So something like maybe 70 grams of carbohydrate to 35 grams of protein. And that would be for a slightly larger individual, perhaps. If you're on the smaller side, something like 50 grams of carbohydrate and 25 grams of protein. You know, at a certain point, your body is only going to be able to process so much at one time. So I'm kind of a fan of, yeah, get your post-workout protein in there, but also like spreading it throughout your meals throughout the day. I'm not really a big fan of only eating it at one particular time. So I always, you know, kind of tell people a balanced plate of protein, veggies, and fat for 3 meals a day, and then add in your post-workout and or your pre-workout as necessary.
You mentioned that you talk about having good fats. What type of fats would you have in the morning before you work out?
I really like things like coconut oil because of the MCT in there, the medium chain triglycerides. Oh, it's a tongue twister sometimes. Yeah. The MCT oil. I am a fan of clarified butter or ghee because it doesn't have the dairy proteins that for me are actually problematic, but it has a kind of a nice buttery flavor. So those are probably my two like go-to things to add into my breakfast. Like if I'm going to saute some eggs with the egg yolk, right? That's a good source of dietary fat as well. The eggs sauteed in a little bit of clarified butter or a little bit of coconut oil is super delicious, and it keeps me full right up until the time I have to work out.
You know, in your book, you also mentioned the supercharged butter coffee. Now, I love ghee, and I'm so glad you mentioned ghee because it's just one of the good foods that you can have. Not only is it flavorful, you don't have to have a lot for the energy that you can get from it. So I noticed that you do it with your butter. What I do is I actually do it with my tea. And do you do that yourself every morning before you work out?
I do, but I also eat food in addition to it. I don't like work out right after I eat my breakfast. I have a few hours to kind of digest. For people that are going to work out right away, if they're looking for a little bit of fat, and I recommend adding a little bit of protein in there too, that it's not super, super heavy like eating a full meal, but I drink that in addition to my breakfast, which has a lot of protein in it. And I think butter coffee is great, but I get a little concerned when I hear that folks are only eating that for breakfast and using it as a breakfast supplement replacement. And they're not eating any protein along with it. So I always say, if you're going to eat it next to some protein on your plate.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. In your supercharged butter coffee, you actually added protein powder and even maca. You recommend optional maca and even an egg yolk. I mean, I think that's going to taste pretty good. I personally don't like any type of caffeinated coffee, but a lot of people like decaf coffee, and it sounds to me that you can use it with decaf coffee without needing to get that supercharged adrenal burst that you get.
Sure.
So regarding your post-workout foods, you know, I know that you want to eat the carbohydrates as well as protein and fats too. Isn't that correct? We just have about a minute or so. Just talk to me about your favorite post-workout food.
I'm really a big fan of something like a lean piece of protein, like a chicken breast, and some sweet potato or some white potato. Those are kind of my favorite things to do, and I try to minimize fat in the post-workout because I don't want to slow the digestion of my post-workout food. So a little bit of fat is okay, but just don't go crazy with like the coconut milkshake, stuff like that.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Stephanie. Gosh, thank you. To learn more, take a look at the Performance Paleo Cookbook or go to my Wellness for Life radio page. Thank you so much. Stay well.